a show where she talks about herself and her experiences.
One of my birthdays, a friend actually wrote me a song. My parents was a walking distance. It's foul, but we used to check it that year.
The guests, they have strong opinions and stories for this.
Oh, she didn't even greet me.
The thing just carry hammer the knack for my head.
But this is us. This is me. I didn't change.
If you are good, you don't need someone to tell you that you are good to justify your goodness.
Happy moment.
Motivational speaker cannot do it, but he's telling you to look and do it.
Sad moments.
Oh, okay, the first relationship. Oh, it ended bad.
And everything in between.
I don't think you're in a place to think about my personal belief on this.
I see love as a beautiful thing.
My name is Toby Podcast. Starts now. Hi, guys. Welcome to my podcast. My name is Toby. How are you guys doing? Hey, I am tired. That is why I'm not even as bubbly as other episodes today. But I mean, we move. We still have to record these things and put them out because what? It is Tobyversary birthday series and also my podversary. My podcast turns 1 and I turn 23. Yeah. All right, today we're talking memories. Memories bring back, memories bring back you. I just feel to point out 3 life memories. I don't know why I chose these 3, but let's get into it, sha. Don't mind me. All right, so let's get into it. The first one is my mom. So while I said there are 3 memories, but I think 3 memories with or about 3 people, 3 different people. So first, my mom, and it was one time, was I in secondary school yet? I'm not sure, but I think between primary and secondary school, whatever. So something happened, I cannot even remember what, but I was there crying like a fool. I don't know who offended me, Sha, but I was crying. And then my mom called me to her room to console me, and she's like, stop crying, stop it. That, you know, I mean, she didn't call me her favorite child, perhaps, but the conversation insinuated that, and she's like, that let her tell me something, that Shebi, I know that I'm the only child she gave birth to through CS, something like that. That her other children. God, I felt special when she called my siblings her other children, like I'm the child and then they are the other children, whatever. That other children, even though she gave birth to them normally, something like that, that maybe she, you know how they finish giving birth to a child and then the nurse will just carry them away to go and bathe them. So that, I don't know, that happened, but with me, that the nurse didn't take the child first before her, that she was the first person that held me. And even the fact that she was on CS, she was awake when they were operating on her. And that was like one of the most traumatic times of her life. They gave her what do they call that thing that makes you sleep? They gave it to her, but it didn't knock her out. So she was awake, even though she didn't feel stuff, but she was literally seeing, she was awake seeing what was happening. And then they gave birth to me and she held me for the first time. She was the first person to ever hold me. And she like told me that never again have anything bothering you and you don't bring it to me, that I should be your confidant. I'm like, oh my God. Touching moments. But yeah, that happened, and that's one memory I still hold there, even though I still do not tell my mom everything, I beg. But the fact that I know we shared that moment, that I hold that memory very dear, because I know that my mom really loves me no matter what. I mean, she loves her other children, and she just said that to comfort me in the moment. I don't think my mom has a favorite. That's what she'll tell my sister, you know, you're the first and the best. You're the best. Your siblings, they are nowhere close. You know, you have the best of everything. I'm like, excuse me, ma. Remember when you told me that time? Or then she would now go and call my brother and now tell him one thing that, oh, you know, you are the last born and you're the this and you're the that. I'm like, yo, this woman. Anyway, she just wanted to make each and every one of her children feel special, uniquely, individually, whatever that is. But yeah. So the second one I want to talk about is Mr. Emako. Mr. Emako was my school father in secondary school. You know how people would have seniors as school father or whatnot and all those things. Mr. Emako was my agri teacher slash our VP admin then. And that man is quite the character. I don't know, people are like, whatever. He can just be rash sometimes. He can shout on you and beat you and flog you sometimes. He can just insult you and you will cry. Like, if Mr. Emako insults you, you can cry. It is not even, oh no, his mouth. His mouth is something. So he's an Edo man, but then he has lived most of his life in Ibadan. So he has Yoruba man traits, and it's not even funny. It's not funny at all. So students basically avoid him. They don't want to wahala beg. But for some reasons, there was this unspoken, untold connection between me and him. You know, we were just drawn to each other. Please don't look at it in the weird way. Please don't think about it in a weird way. But how did me and Mr. Mark even become familiar? So the first time he ever taught us, he gave assignments. Let's say the assignment is 1 to 10. Then me, over Sabi like me, and I went to do 1 to 17, something like that. Then he marked my book first, and I used my book to mark other people's book. I was not giving them 10 over 17. No, my classmates were for me. No, they're like, Toby, you a case. Why did you? And I'm like, I don't care about you guys. Then he was like, oh, who is this person? You're smart, you're brilliant, but then your note is rough. Yeah, I mean, because my note was torn, the back was already pulling out. I was that carefree person. I didn't care really about the state of my notes, whatever. So with that, we're like always close. He would one time, our AO means administrative officer. So our AO was getting married then, and they went for the wedding. Was it AO or Bossa? No, our Bossa was getting married. Yeah. So our boss, I was getting married, and they all went for the wedding, the staff and all that. But then Mr. Emako did something very touching. So the wine they gave them at the wedding, he brought it back for me. And he didn't just bring it back. He brought it back for me and then put it in his fridge to be cold so that I can drink cold wine. I mean, it's non-alcoholic, so I can drink cold wine, like in that annoying command where the soldiers will maltreat you and all those things. And then you are not drinking cold water or cold anything for 3 months till you go home, and everything is just tasting very annoying. The food is not good. You have no taste of luxury whatsoever. But then he went out, there was an event, and he thought about me, and he's like, oh, let me bring back wine for her. Even though his efforts to freeze the wine was in vain, because the hoarder in me carried it back to my hostel and kept it for another 2 weeks or more, I think 1 month. Then one day I just decided to drink the wine and shared it with, I think, 2 other friends, something like that. But then I drank it hot. But I mean, it was still wine. Nobody had wine in the school, and I had wine, so whatever. Yeah. The third memory is about Nonye. Nonye is my friend and sister. Nonye, I love you if you're listening to this. So me and Nonye, we've come a long way. Me and Nonye did secondary school together. We're classmates in secondary school. Even though I was a science student, she was an art student. But regardless, in secondary school, we're not so close. She had her friends. So, you know, in secondary school, where maybe your friends are those in the same hostel with you, those in the same house, and then maybe those in the same class, or those, their share has to be something you guys share in common, something like that. So Nonye was in greenhouse, I was in purple house. She was in science class. She was in art class, I was in science class. So, I mean, we knew each other and all that, but we didn't really, she wasn't like my best friends, like pop-out girls, that kind of thing. But then there was one time I came to their class, and because I was like pretty good at math, so I thought she and another friend, Sandra was closer to me, actually. So from there, I taught them for quite a while, taught them mathematics, and we like became close. And then Sandra was like, oh, we're now sisters. So me, Sandra, and Noye started calling ourselves sisters. So moving on, we graduated from secondary school, came to university, and boom, Noye was in my school. And then Sandra was in another school. So me and Noye now became closer. And Sandra, not so much. We're just talking once. And now I think we've even lost contact with Sandra. But then me and Noye now wax stronger. We were in the same hostel in university. So I can literally come to Noye's room and crash. All my roommates knew Noye. All my friends, my classmates knew Noye. She was like my friend and sister, obviously. So there was this one time, the memory I want to share, that was it 200 or 300 level, I cannot even remember. So we were paying, when it was time for hostel allocation, so you get the form and pay for your hostel immediately. If you don't pay, they'll assign it to somebody else, that kind of thing. So Noyen was actually running out of cash. It was it 300 level or 400? Amazing. So Amazing means I don't know again. So Noye was, she got the form. She did not get the form. Noye was in Asaba. So it was we, her friends, that got form for her. One of her friends, Grace. Grace got the form for her, filled for her. But then it was now time to pay. If you don't pay, they won't assign rooms to you. So I was like, so Grace was trying to figure it out. Noye was in Asaba. I was like, oh, that she's trying to raise money and all that. And I knew that maybe it was going to take quite a long time for the money to be raised. So there and then I gave, I was like, yo, I mean, I have the money, really. I have the money for myself and I can still spare money for somebody else. So I told Noye not to worry. I gave Grace the money. So Grace did the whole hostel form thing. I did the money part and boom, we got a room for Noye. We made sure that if she was coming back for the next session, she had a room. Her room was intact and she was not kicked out of the hostel. And Noye was like, she was going to pay me back. But then I didn't know how to feel about it because I've had experiences of borrowing friends money and they did not pay back. Or you don't know whether to now call them and ask them for money. It's not as if you are dragging them. But then this whole thing of borrowing money actually makes relationships sore. You know, sometimes for you to save your relationship or your friendship, you just forget the money like that. But then if it's not money you can forgo, before you know it, you and your friend become enemies because they cannot return the money you borrowed them, stuff like that. So when Noye finally resumed and all that, she was still having money issues. I knew it, but I'm like, yo, in my mind, I'm like, my money has to be paid back to me. I don't know. It's money I would have used as pocket money that I actually really gave you for this hostel thing. But I really didn't say anything to her because I also knew how it was tough for her to literally survive herself. And I don't know. I was just there thinking, I'm not sure. I really do not want to mess this relationship up. And I don't know how things are going to go. So the thing lingered for a while. Did I say a while? I think the whole semester. So at the end of the semester, Noye got a job. She studied Chinese. I know then Chinese was hotcake. It still is. So if you can translate, all these Chinese people that fool Nigeria, their companies, so you would easily get jobs with them to translate and all those things. So Noye got a job in Lagos that year and they were paying well. So her first salary, Noye called me that, oh, Toby, send your account number. Let me like send your money back for you. And it was. And that was when I knew that, yo, this person actually values this relationship. I didn't have to like call her to ask for it. She knows she owes something and now that she has it to give back, she's giving back without being like, oh, she has not asked for it, let me just keep the money or whatever. But she actually returned the money. And I would say, I mean, our relationship wasn't tested or anything before, or we were good friends, but that was one act that I knew that, you, I'm sticking with this girl for a long time, as much as I can, as long as I'm alive, I'm actually sticking with this girl and we're going to keep being in touch and being good friends and sisters forever. Yeah, so those are the three memories that I just remembered randomly and thought to share. because why not? It is my Tobyversary, birthday anniversary. I'm just recording these things about me, about my life, and I thought to share these ones. So yeah, I don't know why I chose these three. They are very distinct memories, but they are the ones that came to me. And yeah, I thought to share. So I'll see you guys next time. Definitely tomorrow, of course, with a new episode. And then we keep it going till the D-Day on the 12th of December. Yeah. So, bye guys. See you tomorrow. If you enjoyed this episode, why not share with your friends?